Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the news on Sunday the 22nd of January 2023. This week we have a new constructed script on Omniglot called Calic, which is a universal alphabet created by Henrik Thilling that could be used to write any language. There's a new adapted script called Nasema, which is a way to write Swahili with the Nko alphabet devised by Alison Powell. We have new language pages about Abidji, a Kwa language spoken in the south of Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast if you prefer, Nyabwa, a Western Cru language also spoken in the south of Côte d'Ivoire, and Wobe, another Western Cru language spoken in the west of Côte d'Ivoire. There are new numbers pages in Gamilaré, a Parmenyungan language spoken in New South Wales in Australia, Skor Karen, a Karenate language spoken in southern Myanmar and northwestern Thailand, and Wareware, a Visayan language spoken mainly in the eastern Visayas region of the Philippines. There's a new family words page in Tamil, a Dravidian language spoken in southern India, Sri Lanka and Singapore. On the Omniglot blog this week, there's a post about the French word amisonnage, which means fishing, as in a fishing scam, and ultimately comes from a Latin word meaning hook. And one about the Japanese word genchiku, which means architecture or construction, and just appeals to my ears. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Novo prata wiri imindrise. And oh yeah, fu prata wiri bung I wa gebruik wang alata tere kangkang. I wa gebruiki wa alata tere kangkang.
Here's a clue. This is a Creole language spoken in South America. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Surigaonon, a Bisayan language spoken in the Carigarga region in the north of Mindanao Island in the south of the Philippines. In this week's Adventure in Etymology, we are uncovering the origins of the word chemise and related items of clothing. On the Celtiadir blog, there's a new post about words for Scotland, and I made improvements to the post about words for shirt. Meanwhile, on the Celtic Pathways podcast, we're talking about words for fields and keys and related things in Celtic languages. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.